afternoon. This is Bev.
Hey, is Dan there?
No, I'm sorry. Dan doesn't hang out at the office.
Oh, he never comes in, really?
Well, like maybe to see if the mail came or something, but he he's out on the job site.
Gotcha. Maybe you can help me out then. Does there happen to be like a CFO, a controller, anything like that around? My name is Hashem, and I was calling from Cardiff, and I was calling regarding some financing that was done with New Logic, and I had him here as the point of contact for the finances of the company, Dan Lucht. And
weird, because that was my company, and Dan has nothing to do with it, so I don't really know how that happened, but that's inaccurate.
Oh.
At the very least.
Oh, okay. That you're the owner of the company?
I am.
Oh, interesting. I had Dan as the owner of the company in the database here.
Yeah, I don't even know how that could have happened.
Yeah, me either, honestly. But I will definitely take him out of it. Was he just an employee then?
No, he's my husband.
Oh, okay. Are you guys co-owners of the company?
No, we're not. And he had nothing to do with any of that. So I don't know. And some other company sends him a card every few weeks that has his name on it with my company.
Oh, really? Okay, I'll switch that out for you then. I do apologize. Okay. I took him off as owner of the company, but then I guess you were the one that I'm looking to talk to, I would assume, for the finances of the company.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to follow up. We did send out a pre-approval to the business about 2 weeks ago.
And
it was.
Are you with? Because I get like 10 of them a week.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure you do. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. I'm not sure if you got ours or not. We had sent it out. It looks like two weeks ago. No, about a week ago, September 1st.
Yeah, like I said, I get like 10 of them a week at least, and I generally just throw them all away. So.
I assumed so. Well, is there any like typical time of the year when you guys do your financing for the company, or is it more like as needed basis?
As needed, and recently we haven't needed any.
Okay. Do you guys take on a lot of projects?
No.
Not quite.
What business do you have?
I have construction on here. Am I completely out of the loop here?
No, you're not at all. Dan owns the construction company.
Oh, okay.
I got the New Logic loan.
You got the New Logic loan, but Dan owns the construction company?
Yeah, but it wasn't for the construction company. It was for my greenhouse business, or my floral business.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yeah, there's definitely a big mix-up in the database then, because I have here that the New Logic...
How could they do that? Because, like I said, Dan was nowhere, anywhere. There was nothing he signed. His name was not in anything that had anything to do with New Logic.
Interesting.
But now I get these things that say, "Dear Dan Ludke, thank you for, you know, Bev's Bloomers. We would like to give you all this money for Bev's Bloomers." And it's like, why are you coming to him? And now how did you, New Logic, get hooked up with his construction company?
So what it says here, so what it shows me is there's a UCC public filing for a New Logic business loan that occurred on November of 2012. Now, was that for your floral business then? Okay, so that loan did occur, though, right?
Yes.
Okay,
but
so...
Dan had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, but Dan had nothing to do with it. So basically what it is in the database, the owner name is, you know, very easily changed. So what might have happened is that his name came up from the construction company, and the loan was under the same last name, and instead of putting your name, they ended up putting his name, and not under the floral company. And so that's what I'm assuming happened. Because all that happens for me is I pull up the database, it shows me your company, and it shows me the loan that occurred, and then it shows me like the most quote-unquote accurate business owner name, which obviously was not accurate.
Wow, crazy.
Yeah, so it's kind of, I totally understand where you're coming from at this point. But
okay,
what?
So anyway, what kind of money do you have, and how much is your interest rate?
So what we do is equipment financing and working capital, and interest rates vary drastically, especially on the working capital. For equipment financing, it's kind of like your typical car loan set on 2 to 5 year terms with monthly payments. And like, they usually start in the mid single digits for equipment financing. For working capital, it's kind of a relatively new program. I'm sure you've already heard of it. I'm guessing that the new logic was a working capital, was it?
Yes, it was. And so then like there was a daily payment.
There was a daily payment on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the and payment...
So you don't need to go any further or answer any more questions for me, because what we are going to do is just add on to our business. And
right.
So it really wouldn't be working capital, and it really wouldn't be equipment.
Equipment.
Like remodeling and stuff. So, and I've already been talking to my local banker about it. So.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. Exactly. Yeah, no, I completely understand, because working capital doesn't work for everyone. It kind of has to, especially in the construction business, the way that we do it there is if it's, you know, there's a job that needs to get done, except the funding wasn't there, but the turnover is good. If they borrow the money, they get the job done, they get the profit, and they get paid faster. So it's kind of in those terms. But if it's kind of like an expansion where there isn't going to be a profit coming up very soon, then I do understand that it might not be worth it for you.
Yeah, that's, I think, for sure. So.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for explaining all those things. And
absolutely.
I fixed everything for me, but it doesn't sound like you can. And that was the other thing. Twice I borrowed from New Logic, and I told them the last time that I did it that I wouldn't ever do it again, because I don't want people calling me every day and getting a million and ten things in the mail, and they're like,
definitely.
There's no way we can stop that. So.
Yeah, I mean, what I can do is...
10 years or something, maybe it will stop, right?
I would hope so. What I can do here, at least, is, I mean, I can't control the like any other banks or lending institutions that call you, but for our particular bank, I'll go ahead and leave a note on here and let everyone know that this loan was not associated with the particular construction company.
Yeah.
That way they don't call you from here, at least. You know, take one out of 50 down.
Sure. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely. It's not a problem. I appreciate the call.
Sure. Thanks. Bye-bye.
You take care. Bye-bye.